Hey, welcome to the Actor's Career Compass, where we give actionable, bite-sized tips to help you navigate your acting career. I'm your host, Martin Benson, and today we're going to be talking about whether you need to go to acting school to become an actor. Well, the answer to this is simple. No, you don't. You do not need to go to acting school to become an actor. That said, attending acting school can help. Just like going to a good college won't guarantee a better job, but can help you be considered for more closely for one, going to acting school can definitely make you considered more closely for certain acting roles, especially at the beginning. Now, something that's helpful to know is that you don't need to train specifically before you can start submitting yourself for actual work. I actually recommend creating a profile on some casting websites like Backstage or Casting Networks and just starting to submit yourself for small unpaid student films like right away, even if you haven't gone to acting school. The goal is that you want to start getting experience on real sets while you're in acting school if you decide to go and training. The fact is, this is no substitute for real, like, on-set experience. Even if you're just doing background work, it doesn't matter. The point is you want to actually be there trying to submit and trying to learn the process as you're training if you decide to do that. Now, that said, let's talk about why you should consider going to acting school and whether you go to college or an intensive studio or even just acting classes. Honestly, like, all of that stuff is going to have benefits for you. So obviously the first benefit is going to be increased skills. So, as you're training, you're working, you're getting practice, you're hearing back from people with feedback, and you're able to develop those skills, which will increase the chance of doing a good audition and booking a job. You just want to be sure to study specifically whatever kind of acting that you're planning to focus on. And that's key. So, like, for instance, I know a lot of actors who want to eventually perform on screen, like in films or television, but they study theater acting. And if you get a lot of training in theater, it's not necessarily going to help you if your goal is to act on screen, because it's a different type of acting. And sometimes screen acting, it's generally going to be a lot more subtle than theater. And so if you're training for theater, your performance is going to look just like a little bit too big or overdone when it comes to those close-ups. So that's why having the wrong type of training, especially if you do it a lot, it's going to hurt your performances and make you less likely to book work. Next benefit, though, of going to acting school is networking. So you're going to obviously meet people who might be able to help you in the future with job opportunities and moving your career forward. You can keep in touch with these people, and down the line, they might offer you something. And then finally, the third main benefit is your resume. So, like, you can add that training to your resume. So obviously credits and what you've booked is going to be most important to casting directors, but they're also going to look to see where you've trained. Some casting directors will never hire you if they don't see any formalized training unless you have a ton of really strong credits to your name. So it's a decent idea to get training for just the credit, because honestly, like, agents and all these different professionals that you're going to meet in the industry, if you come to them and all you have is some small indie film credits, but you have no training on your resume, it will be harder to book something than if they know of the name of the instructor or the name of the school that you went to. Like, if they've heard of it, if they're like, oh, you went to New York Film Academy, or oh, you studied at NYU, or, you know, Stella Adler, any of these training places, they're going to recognize it, and it's going to help you be taken more seriously by them. Now, all that said, it's obviously expensive, and it can take a lot of time to attend an acting program, especially if it's a full-time conservatory or a 2- or 4-year college program. So there are plenty of ways that you can actually improve your acting without having to attend acting school. Some ideas would be like reading books, recording yourself on your smartphone and watching it back. You can even attend workshops, like one-off workshops, but obviously you're never going to get the same detailed level of expert training. I did do a recent podcast episode as well where I talked about how to get an acting coach for free. So you can use some of the techniques in that podcast to improve your acting technique without needing to pay much money at all. But remember, actors, they've succeeded in both scenarios. So, you know, you do whatever works best for you, whether that's going to school or not. As I mentioned earlier, I still highly recommend submitting yourself to real actual auditions while you're in training and not just waiting until it's all over for two main reasons. Number one, you're going to get experience and that experience will just make you feel more confident in yourself and probably perform better in classes. But two, a lot of like the competition is easier if you, especially if you're younger and you haven't like graduated college yet. Once you get to your 20s, the number of actors who are in the industry just drastically increases. There's charts that show how many more actors there are in their 20s than before that. The number just skyrockets as soon as people get out of college. So that's why I just recommend if you're young, just start as soon as possible trying to go into actual real auditions because the competition is so low and they're still looking for people your age. So you'd actually have a higher shot at booking stuff. Lastly, just keep in mind that most colleges and conservatories don't teach anything specific on how to actually book work. I mean, they may offer some classes here and there, but it's not the same level of training as you're going to actually get on acting itself. So building your career and booking the work is something that oftentimes you'll need to figure out on your own. But I also have a mini course that I'd like to share with you called Kickstart Your Acting Career. This is a 5-day course, and it dives deep on how to start getting consistent auditions if you don't have an agent, credits, or reel yet. Because honestly, getting consistent auditions, meaning like one or two every single week or more, is going to be critical if you want to start building your resume and get your acting career going and then have a shot at getting an agent. So if you're not already getting at least 1 to 2 auditions per week, you'll definitely benefit from taking Kickstart Your Acting Career. You can visit kickstartminicourse.com. Again, kickstartminicourse, all one word, .com for more info and to sign up. And that's pretty much it. Thank you for listening. And as always, all I have is one ask of you, which is if you have not already, please subscribe to the show. You can go on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and or whatever listening place you use and just click subscribe. And that's going to help you make sure not to miss future episodes. And also it helps make the show more easily searchable and findable for other actors who may benefit from it as well. Thanks so much, and I will see you soon.